Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 248. I'd like to repeat a class from last year which was pertinent for tonight, December 4th in Maariv, when we begin saying B'Sein Tal U'Matar Livracha in our Shmona Esrei. I hope you enjoy. As we know, in the Shmona Esrei, we modify a couple of things throughout the year. We modified on Shmini Atzeres, we changed the either Morid Hatol or the not saying of anything to Mashiv Haruach Morid HaGashem. In the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei, we mentioned, not that we requested, but we mentioned, we were mazkirin, the idea that God is the one who provides rain, because the rainy season is coming. The Gemara discusses, the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses, whether or not we should be starting that at the beginning of Sukkot, at the end of Sukkot. We paskin and hold that we do that at the end of Sukkot, which is why on Shmini Atzeres we do Tfilas Geshem. But then we get to the bracha of Shmona Esrei when we're actually asking for things. And that's the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, we're asking for Parnasa. And in that bracha, we have to discuss the rain itself. That we don't add at the same time. And so the Mishnah tells us, Bishlosha b'mar Cheshvan, Shoa l'nasa g'shem, and we start on the third day of Cheshvan. That's when we start to ask for the rain. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees, and he says, the seventh day of Cheshvan. Now, just to be clear, this is referring specifically to Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a moment. The first opinion holds, it's the third. That's when the rainy season begins. That's when we should start to ask. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and says, no, we need to do it on the seventh day of the month of Cheshvan. Why? Chamisha asa yom achra achag, kidei sheyagia achron shebi Yisrael l'nahar paras. So that those who had visited for Yerushalayim, for the holiday of Sukkot, those who had come to Jerusalem to be Ola L'Regel and had hung out the entire time, you didn't have to, but the Tosfos Kentuv said that some people would, and they would have a long journey all the way to Nahar Paras, which was very far and would take 15 days to traverse, especially for people who were slower. So they would want to be walking in relative dry land. They didn't want to be having the mabul coming from the skies. It would be very difficult to travel in the rain. And so we avoid asking for the rain out of sensitivity for those people. Very nice idea. And so here we have that one opinion says the third, one opinion says the seventh, and the reason for the seventh is not because the rainy season begins on the seventh. No, the rainy season begins at the end of Sukkot. But we're going to go and wait so that we don't cause it to rain on the tops of people who are walking away. Now, it's interesting because you would think that maybe it shouldn't be relevant nowadays. Maybe nowadays, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, we should be starting immediately after Sukkot because we're not Ola L'Regel anymore. Indeed, the Ritva says that. The Ritva, one of the Rishonim, holds that we should be starting immediately after Sukkot to say V'Sein Tal U'Matar L'Vracha. The Rambam actually says, no, we should wait, just like we do nowadays. The Ran explains that people are still going. People still do go to Yerushalayim around the Regalim, which is true. The only difference nowadays is that people don't require such a long trip to get home. So that has changed, and yet we still start at this date in Eretz Yisrael. The whole country waits to ask for rain until the 7th of Cheshvan. Interesting question comes up. Let's say they accidentally asked beforehand. So the truth is, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, for one, and many other poskim as well, hold that you don't have to worry about that. It's okay if you asked first, because really, especially nowadays, when we're not sensitive for anybody getting rained on, you know, your flight might get delayed a day, it might get delayed 2 days. Yes, we do wait formally until the 7th, but if you accidentally said it early, there is no problem. You don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, one interesting question, by the way, in regard to the rain, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was asked as a kid, or asked somebody else as a kid, he came up with the following question and answer. He said, why is it that we don't stop saying Mashav HaRuach HaMor HaGashem 15 days before Pesach? Right, people are going to be traveling for Pesach. We don't want them to get rained on. And so he answers, he says, well, when people come for Sukkot, they're coming in their summer clothing. It's, you know, it's very comfortable. The weather's fantastic. And now they're going to be going home, and it's going to start raining on their heads because you started davening for it. That's not so nice and not so comfortable. But before Pesach, when people are traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach, they're already wearing their winter clothing, right? They still have their scarves and the mittens and their gloves. So they're comfortable and they're ready to deal with the rain and whatever it brings. So there's no reason to worry about them and their traveling to Yerushalayim. That was the answer that he gave. Okay, so that's all regard to Israel. When we start in Israel, there's a whole discussion about what you do if you're in Israel and you're somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz and you're there during that time. What do you say? What do you do? And how do you bring it home? But not for now. The question that we need to deal with is, what about Chutz La'aretz? So Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara quotes Chananya. Chananya says, of a gola ad shishim b'tkufa. In the exile, in the diaspora, we wait till the 60th day of the tekufa. What's the tekufa? The tekufa literally means the turn, and what it's referring to is the change of season. Tekufas Tishrei is the autumnal equinox, the beginning of autumn. Now, it's not with the same calculation as we have it in the secular calendar, like September 21st. It's actually October 7th. That's when it was understood to be, and that's for a whole different 10-minute lecture, if we can fit it into 10-minute lecture. But it starts on October 7th, and you add 60 days. Why do we do it 60 days after? The reason is because in Chutz La'aretz, the understanding was, particularly in Babylonia, that was flat land, and you know, rain wasn't as necessary as quickly, because Israel was seen as like a mountainous area, and the water, there would be a lot of runoff. And because there was so much runoff, the water would not be retained. It would go elsewhere, as opposed to Babylonia. The water would be retained. There would be more water. It would last for longer. There was less of a need for constant water. So therefore, you could wait. You could afford to wait. And so they would wait for the 60th day of the Tekufa before they would begin. There's a question about the 60th day itself. We'll get back to that in just a moment. The practical halacha over here, of course, is if you you come to the bracha Mevarech Hashanim, that your focus on your parnasa. So of course we're supposed to be thinking about the rain, right? The rain is what pushes the agricultural cycle, and even if we ourselves are not farmers, we benefit from the rain metaphorically and of course practically as well, because the rain and the economy and all of it is based on the agricultural cycles, even today. The interesting thing is, so what if you forget? What if you forget to say V'sein Talam Atah L'Bracha? So it really depends on when you forgot. So the way it works is pretty much simple, kind of like this. If you remembered while you're in the middle of the bracha before you said Hashem's name, what do? You go back to V'sein Talam Atah L'Bracha and complete the bracha. If you already said Hashem's name and finished the bracha, you can add V'sein Talam Atah L'Bracha into Shema Kolenu, right before the words Ki Ata Shomea. You know, there's a little area right at the end of all of those 13 brachos of requests where you can add in whatever you want to say. So add it there, V'sein Talam Atah L'Bracha. If you forgot to and are about to end Shema Kolenu and say the bracha, go back and add V'sein Talam Atah L'Bracha and then say Ki Ata Shomea. Do that again. If you're about to make the bracha of Shomea Tefillah, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you remember, just end with the Pasuk Lamdeni Chukecha, which itself is a Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, that is a Pasuk, so you haven't used God's name in vain, so to speak, and therefore what you do is then you'll go back again, V'sein Talam Atah L'Bracha, Ki Atah Shomea, and try to get it right. If you finish the Bracha of Shomea Tefillah, you can just say it before the Bracha of Ritzei, which is sort of the end, and that'll be the last thing you say as part of the Bakasha, the request part of Shmona Esrei. If you start Ritzei and enter the third area and region of Shmona Esrei, and then you recall, then you have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu and continue Shmona Esrei as if you said nothing after Baruch Aleinu and start from there, and hopefully you'll get it right this time. If you finish Shmona Esrei, took your three steps back, or you said Yihiyu L'Ratzon, acknowledging that you're done, at that point, then you have to begin Shmona Esrei again in order to do it right. Now, there are ways to practice. You know, there's this idea of saying it 90 times or 101 times that we're not going to get into right now. But in any event, for the first 30 days, pretty much until January 3rd, then you really have to be concerned that maybe you forgot it. Again, these dates are stuck in the secular calendar because it's based on the seasons. And so 60 days after October 7th is the 4th of December. Sometimes it's the 5th. That will have to focus on a different 10. Just to close, there's a debate about whether or not the 60th day is or isn't. And the Gemara says, Rav, who lived in Israel and then moved to Babylonian, held that yes, they should be asking for rain on the 60th day. Shmuel, who always lived in Babylonia, said that no, it should not be in the 60th day. And the Gemara says the way to remember is because Rav, the one who lived in the highlands, he lived in Israel,
He believed that it needs the water. Shmuel believed that it doesn't because he lived in Babylonia. Rashi seems to indicate that there's some connection with the fact that he lived in Israel, so he understood that you need rain in Chutz Laretz as well. You know, there's definitely more sensitivity to those who are from Israel in Israel, especially now with the fires. The need for rain is definitely more pronounced. Perhaps Rav is just expressing that idea and saying, yes, I know you live in Chutz Laretz, but being one more day closer to Eretz Israel is always an important thing. Have a great day.